Extreme PC UK.
Hi, and welcome to episode 165 of Extreme PC UK podcast. Today is the 16th of June, 2022. I'm your host, Nick. Today on the show, there's no Gray because he's had to run away. He's got an emergency of some sort going on. Nothing too bad, but we had to, like, step in and make up for it. Last-minute decisions. Today on the show, we have...
Hello, we have Trainspotting Trev. What's up?
Hey, my name's Ross, also known as Ross Light. You can find me on twitch.tv/RossLight, Twitter, Instagram, and all the other beautiful places.
Love it. You maximize on that. Maximize.
You sold yourself, man.
They're pressing that.
I have to.
They're giving you the likes right now. Yeah. How you boys been? All right. I've had a bit of a crazy week. So I went to North Wales. Before that, I had to go and get my eyes tested, and my glasses needed to be changed, so I've got no glasses, so I can't hardly read any of the writing now. But yeah, I went to North Wales, and it was wicked, man. I walked up Snowdon. Have any of you ever done that?
Nah, I went up Ben Nevis. Hold my beer. Ben Nevis is far bigger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the biggest in the British Isles, Ben Nevis.
Is it? I didn't know that. I thought Snowdon was the biggest, or was it just in Wales?
Ben Nevis is the biggest in the whole of the UK.
How big is it compared to Snowdon?
I will Google that while you guys are chatting away then.
All right, because is it that much bigger or that much bigger? It makes a big difference.
Height of Snowdon, 1,000, just over 1,000.
1,080 metres.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's nothing. If I then put Ben Nevis... Oh, yeah, okay. 1,345.
Hmm.
So about 300 metres higher.
Ball up in the air from Snowdon. Be fair.
That's an interesting analogy, to be fair, man. Okay. you would seriously, Nick, you would love it. All the hiking that you do, the best hiking you can find in the British Isles is the Highlands. Like, it's absolutely stunning.
I need to come up there. I am going to be coming up there next. It was quite funny. I've got a couple of funny stories about it, though. So, me and Leo decided to do it, and it was red hot. So, we were just wearing, like, a T-shirt, and... I was wearing army trousers and a T-shirt. It was red hot for that day, but we didn't notice it because we was going up a mountain into the clouds, and when you get up a certain height, it goes all cloudy and like misty, so you don't really see the sun like glaring at you. So we both got really bad sunburn whilst we was there. And then what we did, it's about 4.5 miles up a like steep incline. Yeah, halfway up, they got a little hut that sells sandwiches and stuff like that. So I said to Leo, should we buy some lunch, put it in a bag, and when we make it all the way to the top, what we'd do is we'd sit down on the summit and we'll have lunch. So he's like, yeah, that's a good idea. So we get some more ice lollies, we eat them, I get a cheese roll each, yeah, like a real big thick cheese roll, and they're well nice and doughy, like really nice. And all the way up the second 2 miles or 2.5 miles, he's like, I'm really hungry, should we just sit and have it now? And I was like, nah, we're gonna have it as a victory sandwich. So we're like, keep pushing. Finally we get up there, yeah, and they say it takes between 5 and 6 hours to go up and down. We'd done it in under 4 hours, so we'd done it fast. We got to the top, walked up the little stairs right to the summit, and then he said, let's get the sandwiches out. No lie, you're on this little bit of steps, and you can just see straight down thousands of feet either side, yeah? So we're perched on these little steps, and about 5 feet in front of us is a sheer drop. So I goes, let's grab a seat. Like, we sit down on the rocks. I gave him his sandwich, gave him mine. I started eating my sandwich. All of a sudden, he starts jumping around, all like that. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm infested. Like, they're all over me. I look at him. I was like, what? There was all these little flies. Because he got his food out, they just swarmed him. They're all over his face. And then he goes, Daddy, you've got to stop. I was like, I'm eating my sandwich. He's like, no, look. I look here, and I'm eating my sandwich. And there's like 100 flies in my cheese sandwich as I'm eating it.
Extra protein.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
I just finished it. I was like, I'll chuck that on the floor. But he's jumping around. He nearly fell off. Man, so that was like, well, crazy. Then we're on the way up there. Just before the summit, you get to a bit where you're on like the back of the mountain, like right on the peak walking along. And you look down, it's really far. And then there's a little wall. And there's like a little V cut in the side. And I looked over first. I was like, wow, don't come near here, Leo. It's like thousands of feet drop. As me and him, he's like, I want to see it. As I'm holding his arm and he's looking over, someone's little dog comes along and just jumps straight over. But it didn't fall down the mountain. It landed on this little tiny ledge. And it was just standing there wagging its tail. And I was like, oh, get your dog back, get your dog back. And Leo's like, your dog is on the edge of life.
That's a high dog, man. That's a high dog.
Yeah. And it was just standing there wiggling its tail. And then it jumped back over. I said to the guy, I was like, look, dude, you should put it on your lead. Like, mate, he's going to fall off. He's like, oh, don't worry about him. He does it all the time. I was like, you're nuts. Your dog was literally jumping like 2,000 feet up or whatever it was. Something stupid. Man, it's crazy. It's crazy.
I was looking at when you were telling that story of the highest mountains in general in the UK, and they're nothing compared to the continent and other countries.
Yeah, well, the highest is Everest, isn't it? But that's 10 times higher than...
Yeah, but we can't compare to that at all. But like the first 10, the highest 10, 12 mountains are all in Scotland. I'm just looking at all these names at the moment. Like, obviously, Ben Evans is at the top, and then it's got some names that I can't even pronounce.
Yeah.
Ben Lawyers. Why name that? What? Okay. Anyway,
You should have been to all of them. If I come up there, are you up for doing one with me?
Once I get my climbing fitness, yes.
Well, I was actually...
That's some fitness. That...
One of the things I was planning for this year was the road trip where we hire out a minibus. We all chip in like a little bit of money. Because Ruthless has actually got a hotel that he runs in the Highlands.
Is he?
Yeah. And he said he'd give us all a little discount if we come up. A whole of Extreme Peace UK rent out all the rooms. I think he's got like 5 rooms. And what the plan was, we'll come up, we'll do a walk, we'll have a few beers one night, we'll do it over a long weekend.
Yeah, oh, man, like. That sounds... Which part of the Highlands do we know?
I don't know. I don't know the Highlands. I've never been there.
maybe mention the name to you.
He's actually near to a place where it's like all sightseeing and that, so you'll definitely know it.
That's like everywhere.
It could be Edinburgh.
That doesn't narrow it down, man. That really doesn't narrow it down.
Inverness.
Inverness.
Okay. But if we're all up for it, I'm definitely up for driving the minibus. That'd be so funny. Just I'll come up the country just picking up people. We'll all chip in for the fuel and getting there. You know?
That's a long drive, mate.
Friday. We drive up, then we have Saturday and Sunday, and then the Monday we drive back.
Normally Edinburgh to London is about 8 hours, so that would be another, I'd be like 12-hour drive or something.
So?
Ish. Well, yeah, I mean, not for me.
How funny would it be a road trip with all of us in the van, though?
Minibus and the little one said,
minibus
all
with 15
over.
People in it. Get in, get your beers out, off we go, beep, beep.
I'll bring myself a Nintendo Switch so we can all play Super Smash Bros. Brawl together.
It's him with his VR in the middle. It would be well funny.
Oh, yeah.
Shell said she took the train up Snowdon.
Get a train up a mountain?
Yeah, you do. There's a train because there's different routes. You've got like really like sheer drop routes, and you've got like the long one, which is the one I did with Leo, which is 4.5 miles from start to top. And it just gradually
goes
up.
Does it take you to the top?
Yeah, the train almost whizzes around that rate, that route. But the train is a stupid amount of money. It's a steam train, fair enough. But it's like 35 quid an adult and 20 quid a kid or something.
Oh, everything's a rip-off, man.
And then they mug you off because what happens is you get to the top at what point you're like, man, I can't even bother to walk that 4 miles back. Get the train and then like it's 50 quid for two. And you're like, I'll walk.
I'll walk
until I've got no feet left.
You would need to tick off your bucket list of going up Ben Nevis, I think, man, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
You would love that. You'd love that.
I'd definitely be up for it. Let's see what people are saying. Comic said it's not really bigger. Jesse said that it walked up and on the way down it was rained. But yeah, it was pretty good. I had a really good time. I stayed in this campsite in North Wales called Nakin Falls, I believe it's called, or something like that. It will come up when you search North Wales camping. Man, they had a massive, it's in like a nature park. It had a massive river and all the kids getting all their lilos and stuff. And they're just swimming around in the rivers and lakes, like having fun in the river. And it's like all rapids. And they're just like sitting there whilst I'm sitting there drinking my vodka. It's really good.
Rapids? What? Blondes? Brunettes? What? Oh, those rapids. Sorry.
But it was
sorry.
Really good, like, because another thing that happened is they all got on these on their like floats and stuff, went out to this little island, and then it started getting dark, and then two of them left Leo behind. He got stuck. I had to go in there in the river up to my waist and go and save him, which was a nightmare.
How long does it take to get from London to North Wales.
If you do it fast, 4 hours, but it's about 5 hours.
What?
Yeah.
What? Never realised it was that far away. Wow.
Yeah, it's quite far. It's quite far. If you think about it, it's 4 hours to Manchester, and it's just over to the left of Manchester, isn't it, and stuff. So,
been a while since I've been to Wales. Nice though, nice place.
It's really nice. That the hills there are crazy. Like, if you like where I go walking, I'm like, oh, Box Hill. But there, Box Hill would just be like a load of shit.
Yeah.
Have you ever gone walking around near the dam where the dam busters used to train and stuff like that?
Where did they used to train?
I actually don't know, but I know. I have walked around there.
How do I know then?
I've walked around there because I did a Duke Emperor Awards thing where basically they took you to an area where all the dam busters used to go to train, and that's the only information I was given. I was given a map, 4 days off your trot, you're supposed to get to this location.
Oh, I love that.
I love that. Orienteering, I've done it with the scouts. I love that stuff.
They
man.
Do it. You can do it with kids now, don't you? And what you do is you take like a little toy or something. Have you ever seen it? And you go to the start place, and there's like a little pad, and you rip off your little ticket. And then what happens, it gives you like a clue to where to go or where to go, like all of the digits. And then your kids have to find their way there. And when you get there, there'll be a little box hidden somewhere around a tree or whatever. You open it, you take one item out and you put your one in. And then you do that, keep going. And then like you get these like items that people keep passing on, which is pretty cool. They get like a little reward for doing it.
I've never done it. I missed out on that.
Yeah.
It's exactly a damn shame.
Right, let's get on with the podcast. Trev, I know Gray's not here, sadly. Yeah. So basically, we'll go with your news to start with. And it'll probably be a shorter podcast today.
Yeah,
And we had a few issues with sounds and stuff like that before. And so it did long out a little bit. But yeah, if anyone's got anything they want us to talk about, put it in. And we'll get round to that in a little while. Before we get into your news, Trev, I just want you to say, I'm not going to go too much on about it. Elite Dangerous at the moment.
Oh God! We I have. Knew he's got to say it.
I had to say. I've got to say a little bit about it. It's like you're Rust. No, there's something.
No, Spider's Rust. I don't talk about Rust every week. Sorry.
No, but the thing is, I'm calling out. I'm calling out to any commanders or want to be commanders. So basically, we had a big thing go down in the game. Now, I'm going to try and explain it best as I can. In Elite Dangerous now, your squadron and other squadrons, you can have 7 groups, real players, like hundreds of people in a group. You can have 7 people in each system. What happened is, for 6 months now, sort of roughly, we had basically been working towards taking this place called Belgef. We looked at it, we worked it out with all the other factions, we worked it out with them, and basically, they were like, you go there, we'll go here, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it took us 6 months to get one station to another place, to another place, to another place. We finally got there, at which point a dude called Zukon Nexus pops up and goes, I haven't played the game for a year, because it's his home area where he started the game for his group, which used to be a massive group. Now they've all whittled down. It's just him. He comes back. Obviously, someone told him that we'd moved into this area. He comes back and says, look, I want it back. And so we had a massive meeting on the Discord with him. And I said to him, look, we'll give it back to you. You need to give us time to move out of the system, which is probably about a month. If you want, we'll even help you do all your expanding, which is stuff you do in game. We'll help you take other areas as an insurance or whatever while we're there. Anyway, he came back next day and he was like, I'll tell you what, this is all too much. Don't worry about it. Yeah, you keep it. I'm not going to bother anymore. So we was all like, all right, fair enough then. So we'll just carry on doing what we're doing, taking the whole system. Then what happens is, Extreme Nexus of Light. Then what happened is, the next day, because what happens is you do missions and every day at a certain time you get a thing called the tick. And it could be like 4 o'clock in the afternoon every day.
Is that like the doll neck where you get money?
No.
Like the tick?
No.
Oh, okay, right.
So you get the tick. And then what happens at the tick is, all the missions everybody's done anywhere in the game all add up and all of the percentages for different factions move around. So we're all watching tick to see what's happening because all of our commanders have been doing work and all of his has obviously been doing work. We notice that his starts going up and we lose. You get 4 days to win a war and we notice that he's won the war. So he's obviously gone and got help after backstabbing us, telling us don't worry about it. So we took that opportunity then to say, right, we're not having this. So we called for arms for everybody on the Discord who plays Elite Dangerous. We all went to war and we caned them. Yeah, we've kicked them out of the system. And now because they were backstabbing us, what we've done is we're now going to take every... They got about 9 systems. They got about 40 stations. We're going to take the whole lot. We're going to do it all. So what I need to do is anybody that's into Elite Dangerous, anybody that wants to get into Elite Dangerous, anybody that wants a sense of group, community, and like an army to be part of, which is long-term, ongoing. I know, Ross, you're going to be getting involved in this, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to try.
Hit us up on the Discord. There's the Discord. You can find it at extremepcuk.co.uk. Even if you're a noob and you've never played the game before, we will train you up, get you involved, show you how it all works. It will take some time. And basically, what we'll do is we'll get you in and we're going to try and get more players. We need to get a bigger player base to grow so we can all... The more people we get, the more areas we can go and do at one time, which will help us greatly. But yeah, it's going amazingly. Everybody that's involved cheers. And the game's just going, well, good. We're having so much fun with it. But yeah, anyone that wants to get involved in that and help us out, just get onto our Discord and drop us a message in the Elite channel. But yeah, go on. You can carry on now, Trev. I just had to get that out first.
That was some recruitment speech, man. That was up there with a guy from Independence Day, the president that stands with the speaker thing and tries to recruit everyone to get in the Jets. That was epic, man. I'm tempted to get back into it, and I don't even like Elite. But where to start with that? How to carry on? So Gray did have a couple of bits of news, but the thing is, they were mostly YouTube clips of all the Summerfest games, which
yeah,
we don't really do that for the most part here. It'd take too long.
Yeah, I can't do it. I haven't got it set up today to do the YouTube, so it's a bit pointless. Yeah. Just talk about what you can talk about, but otherwise, it's not much you can do without Gray doing it.
Not true. And unfortunately, I don't know who it was, someone took out the Summer Game Fest sub chat channel under Gaming Chat, which had all the list of the games which I was going to use. So I don't remember most of them now, but we'll try and win that. Whoever that was.
That was probably me.
Oh, you know, you're great, yes.
I remember being away and then looking on the Gen Chat and being like, why has someone made a random channel? I was like, why has Great made a random channel for Summer Games Fest in there? It was all done the wrong way. So I was like, delete.
Is it though? It was like, I never knew you could do the sub channel. Yeah, I've never seen that before.
Yeah, see, the thing is, what I don't want is when you do sub channels and stuff, it puts more channels in the list. So really, I should switch it off, because what happens is, otherwise, you're just going to get bombarded with loads of channels in the Discord, which people aren't talking in. So it would have been better to have it in the general chat rather than a subcategory in the general chat. And what people don't realise a lot is everybody seems to think it's well worth going in and putting loads of rooms in. But what they don't realise is Gen Chat gets the most people looking at it. So if you make a new one saying Summer Games Fest, you probably get like 2% of the people on Discord looking at it. So... You know, for things like that, unless it's got a group of you, unless there's a set group that's going to be talking to each other, it's not really worth putting it in as, like, a subject.
It was a temporary thing, and...
No, it's gone.
That's okay, mate. I forget that. Anyway, I think I'm able to wing it anyway. The first thing to mention really quickly, I'm tempted to sign up again for this. The Amazon Prime games that you get... Most of the time they're bullshank, they're not very good, but you get the odd gem in there.
Really?
So next month is Amazon Prime Day. You know, you get the discounts and the good deals and stuff, and they're giving away a bunch of 30 games on Prime Day alone. And the key game that's going on this list is Mass Effect Legendary Edition, which I've not played, but I know how epic it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
bunch of indie games for you as well, Nick, because you like them, don't you? You're an indie guy. And then actually some good games in it. Far Cry 4 is in it for June. World Rally Championship 8 and Monkey Island.
And how much
have
you paid to sign up for that, though? For Amazon's like $7.99.
Oh, it's $7.99 or it's £79 a year, which works out
so
£6 something.
I'm signed up to Amazon. I've never used no Amazon games before.
Oh, so what you? This is a good shout. Look, I'm glad you brought it up, Nick, because there is actually an application you can download. So on your Twitch at the top right, you can go in under one of the menus and actually start clicking on things to redeem. But yeah, the actual games that you've done that, so it's in-game content a lot of the time, but you need to download the Amazon
Yeah, game like Jesse launcher. Says, you need to link it to your Twitch.
No,
I'm just going to say to everybody, I noticed your mic is getting a bit distorted again. Basically, we think he's got a dodgy cable in there. We found out earlier on. Because it's getting a little bit distorted every now and then.
Do I sound okay, Ross?
You sound a bit better now.
You sound a bit better, but you have been going quite tinny. You have been peaking quite easily as well.
It does peak quite easily.
So many jokes. There's so many jokes there. It's after 9 o'clock, so
he's like this. He's like this.
They don't call me a 30-second wonder for nothing. Anywho, get these games because there's a bunch of free games that you can get hold of, and I might sign up for that again next month. Another useful thing, including free games.
Shell says it sounds like it's spiking. Maybe turn your gain down a bit.
I haven't touched the game, but I'll step away from it a little bit. That's what I'll do.
Yeah, that's cool.
Game Pass is bringing Riot games to its list. Now, I didn't know what that was to start with, but Ross sounds like he does. So there's some classics there. I've never touched them, but there's some classics. League of Legends and Valorant, and that's coming to Game Pass, which is big news if you like that kind of thing. I never
get into
that. Two boys ever played it? No. League of Legends, yeah. I think, is it?
Valorant's free, but the only bad thing about it is you have to download Riot Punch's game launcher, which then downloads the anti-cheat that is very intrusive in terms of it looks through all your files on your computer and starts picking stuff out that has nothing to do with the game as anti-cheat as well.
Yeah, get it through Games Pass then if you can. No, do you know what it is? They are free games, but you get everything unlocked. You get all the champions, you got all the agents of Valorant, everything unlocked right off the bat. That sounds like a...
That sounds decent if you've already got Game Pass and you want to try to get into a different game mode like Valorant. And also with Xbox Game Pass being cross-platform, you can also play on your PC as well as console.
Oh, there you go. Didn't know that part. That's handy then. It's more content, isn't it, to Game Pass, which I'm loving because I need more content for me to get involved in.
Give me more. Give me more power.
All the powers, all the games. I will sign up for it when Starfield comes along, which this is something all three of us could talk about. So I don't have... I'd probably have to dig for it more, the actual list of games from Summer Games Fest and Xbox Games Fest, but...
When does it come
obviously,
out?
Well, we don't know. 2023 is what they're saying. Probably at the start, probably the first quarter.
Do you ever feel like they say this and then you just think, do you know what? I can't even bother with you. Get closer.
they already delayed it, man. It will happen.
Do you ever feel like that? You just feel like, I can't even bother to even watch your little 10-second video. What's the point? Because it ain't going to come out. If they was like, oh, yeah, it's coming out next month, then you'd be like, oh, I'll watch the video. I'll get ready. I'll prepare myself.
I'm in the middle with this one. I kind of, like you, Nick, wish they wouldn't tease us when it's miles off. But at the same time, they have to build up hype and build up advertising. Yeah, so I would say a year before a game comes out, announce it then, and then with a little teaser, because obviously you've been working on it for a few years then, and then 6 months later start the advertising campaign and get everyone excited for it. Don't tell us like 3 years before it comes out, man.
Shell said, are you covering the new Sea of Thieves update? It looks epic. Well, Shell, you better just jump in on the old chat then with us, better than you, right now. Just jump into the room. You've got the power. Get in here and talk about it.
Let's go.
I saw that creature.
Talking about hype with games, there's a huge problem with overhype and making a game more than it actually is. Like with No Man's Sky.
Cyberpunk.
It's two games, perfect examples of overhype. Whereas Cyberpunk kind of fixed their problems and No Man's Sky kind of came back from the grave, reincarnated as a phoenix.
But you said it came back from the grave. I don't think it did. I don't think
it's fun. It's a lot better.
No Man's Sky is amazing now. So much fun, Shellbug says. It might be fun, but it's not. I like the simulator side of the space stuff. I feel like that is just fun. It's like, oh, I'm going to build a base. I'm going to fly to planets and build bases.
We should talk about Starfield then while we're here, because we did get an in-depth look at it.
Is
20
that
minutes
a hint
worth
to
of
talk
gameplay.
About Starfield?
Oh, hell yes. Hell yes. It could be another Cyberpunk, you're right.
I know nothing about it.
The thing is, Nick, it's been in development. This blew my mind. I know AAA titles take about 4 or 5 years to make. This game's been in development since 2015.
Yeah, when they
so when it comes out, that'll be 8 years.
Yeah, and that was when they came out and said they're going to be building a new space game like Skyrim, but in space. And then they said, everybody wait for the trailer, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be amazing. And do you remember, we all sat there watching the Gaming Awards or whatever it is, or the one where they show you all the new stuff, and then it went, Starfield. And it was just a black title, and we were like, is that it?
Yay!
All right. You've pissed me off with that. You ain't giving me nothing. You just said it, which means it ain't coming out for years. So come back in 10 years when you've actually got something to show me. If I was the boss, I'd be like, sacked. You're all sacked. I gave you one thing to do.
That happens all the time, man. Scenes.
Like, at least have a pre-rendered cutscene to show you a concept art or something of it. What it could be like.
Starfield, it could be exciting, it could be crap, man. I'm excited for it because it does look epic. But great, one of Gray's little tidbits of information, which was really small information news-wise, but it's worth mentioning. So No Man's Sky, Elite Dangerous, when you go from planet to space or space to planet, you're transitioning through the atmosphere, right? It's like a seamless ride. But from what we can see in Starfield, it's a cutscene. You can't actually transition from the planet to space and vice versa. There's a cutscene, which I think is absolutely crap. Like, it just kills the immersion. Why do that?
Yeah.
Because it's Bethesda? Like,
maybe. It might be an engine they're using that can't handle the smooth transition, and it depends on
what 76 engine.
Okay.
I hope they're not using that. No, they're not. I'm joking. That's a new engine.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, yeah, the game's screwed.
The 76 engine is bullshank. Although saying that, there was a big 15 gig update for it today, Nick. I think there's new content coming out for Fallout 76 as well.
Really?
As part of it. Yeah.
Do you know what? Fallout 76 is one of the games I was tempted to go back to alongside like Elite Dangerous as a game that continues to be played. Because you can buy your own world there, and what happens is when you buy your own world, you can have up to like 100 players, I think it is, or something like that. And you can literally, you can change the goalposts on all the settings. I wouldn't change all the goalposts on the settings, but I would make it so that you can have ginormous bases. So we can all build our bases wherever we want, and we can all come in and play together to complete it for everyone. That's one thing I was thinking of doing at some point. Wow, look, Shell's arrived. She just turned up on the train to Snowdon.
Yeah, here I am. It was late. Sorry.
You might turn your volume up a bit.
Is that better?
Remember,
a little bit.
You might have your volumes low. My end. Nope.
I'll be excited to hear about Sea of Thieves, Shell, because I saw the video they done for it, and they were singing. I thought that was pretty gimmicky, but funny at the same time. I liked that. It's a Scottish dude singing, wasn't it? I was like, yeah, I'll take that. I'll maybe play that. Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah. It looks so exciting. I'll talk about it in a bit.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so have you got more to say then, Trev? Or are we moving on?
I don't think there's any other exciting games that I can think of. Unless any of you boys have seen any of the games list from the Xbox Showcase or the Summer Games Fest that you like the look of. Or anyone in chat that's seen any of those games that they're excited about. I think that's the main one.
I haven't seen anything, to be fair. I've been busy all the time. So, like, the showcasing, all that sort of stuff, I haven't seen anything. So, yeah, I can't really say, unless any of you have got anything to say about it. Other than that, I was going to say, Creature just put in saying, where can I get an Extreme Piece of UK t-shirt? If you go to Redbubble, anyone this is, like, basically, we have a few different logos and stuff on there. And you can get some well cheap prices. At the moment, they've got a 20% off if you type in "find your vibe." So if anyone wants, and they do literally, what I love about it in Redbubble is you can get anything: curtains, shower curtains, trousers. You can get trousers with Gray's face on if you want, leggings, pencil cases. You can get it all. I'm just gonna get a link, but if you go to Redbubble and just type in "Extreme PC UK," it's all there. I will say the website's a bit. It's a bit weird. It doesn't take you to like the main page where all our stuff is. It takes you to some like other page where it's got like random items on it. But if you just go there and you find a bit somewhere where it says view all of their products. Here we go. Then I'm going to put this into the thingy. I don't know if that one you just put in there, if you put it in there, if it's the right page.
No, that's just the one that Ross is wearing.
Yeah, so the one underneath. So it's redbubble.com/people/extremepcuk/shop. Wow, that was long. And yeah, you can you can get like up to 50%, 75% sales on there, like random times. How do you like your T-shirt, Ross?
I'm enjoying it. I took the T-shirt to the gym the other day, lifting some weights in it. It felt good. It felt comfortable. Not too much in terms of like stuffiness. I've sweated in like hell in it. And
how well did you sweat in that T-shirt? Oh, very well.
You smell you from here, man.
Yeah, you probably can, to be honest. But yeah, I was still comfortable even after sweating for a good half an hour in this T-shirt. So water or moisture doesn't affect it in terms of comfortability.
Yeah, that's the first one I've seen with the black and then the white sleeves. Pretty cool.
I like it. Yeah.
I really enjoy it. I've got two. I've got this one and then the other one that I've got in my gym bag, which is the pure black one, which I wore with like
one
black
life
shorts.
Player says Extreme PCK T-shirts give plus 10 strength stat.
You go up exactly.
You get 3 XP with that T-shirt on. Right.
Minus 5 intelligence though.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. Right, what we got next on the list? Have you got anything else to say, Trev?
Regarding the list of games, not so much. I mean, there's other things, but the big thing is Starfield, and then obviously Shell brings up a good point about Sea of Thieves update, which I will let her pack on with next because I'm interested in it as
Go
well.
Go for it, Shell.
Yeah, so Sea of Thieves released a video, which is their trailer for the next season, which is season 7, and it looks to be pretty damn good. So they're introducing captains, so you can actually be a captain.
But aren't you already a captain?
Well, you just kind of jump on a ship and decide who's going to be captaining, or no one's a captain, or everyone's a captain.
Oh, so everyone votes, and then that person becomes the leader.
I don't know how, it's very sketchy. So the whole video is just a song and it's very kind of like, you don't really know in depth too much about how it's going to work or anything about it from my point of view anyway. But they've seemed to add a lot. There seems to be a new faction called Sovereigns, which looks like a lot of fun. And there's like new ways to sell your loot, which they said it like will be easier. So the bit of the song, it showed like this lift thing that was going onto the dock, because there's a brand new dock that everybody's been saying for ages, what is this going to be? What is it? And they kept adding new things, like there was this big pole and then there was like fabrics and stuff. So we think that's going to be part of the new dock and probably where you sell for the sovereigns.
Dock teasies. Dock tease.
So they brought in ship namings as well. So you can name your ship officially.
That sounded
like
they said they brought in shit names.
They brought in shit names, but they have said that you're not allowed profanity, so you've got to be careful with what your ship is going to be called.
Oh,
damn it. Between a rock and a hard place there.
Because generally the people I sail with, you know, they're very good. I'm not, so I will be the captain of the incompetency, because I thought that was funny.
That's a good name for a ship, actually, isn't it?
Thank you. Thank you. I was quite proud of it. I quite like it, and hopefully no one... I don't know if like it's going to have multiple people having the same name ships, or whether it's going to be like a game name where you can only have one. I doubt that. But
oh, what? So you now get to name your ship?
You get to name your ship, and it's displayed on your ship, and I think you can save ship sets. Careful how I say that.
Did I tend to use quickly?
Yeah, so you can... So whereas before you jumped on and everybody or whoever chose what ship set you were going to have or mix and match, it seems now you can actually save your ship set, which is going to save time. And I think that's a really cool idea. There's also ways of customizing your ship in a different one. Yep. So you can customize the captain's quarters and different parts of your ship and add stuff and take stuff. And you can put your trophies in there from different places.
Oh, this might suck me back in.
Craig saying Booty McBoatface, and what's funny is they actually had that in the trailer. I think it was called Booty McBootface or something like that.
Really? My daughter's been trying to get me on Sea of Thieves for the last 2 weeks, every day, like ringing me. She always rings me when I'm live on stream, and she's like, oh, can we just play Sea of Thieves? And I'm like, I ain't got time.
Yeah.
Oh, bad dad.
I'm the worst.
Come play with us. That'll be so much fun. I will definitely sail with you and your daughter. I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
But, what else is there? Let's see. So the special captain voyages. So voyages for just you if you're the captain and obviously your crew. And yeah, it seems like it's something that people have been asking for a very long time. And I'm very excited. And then obviously there's the season pass. You can either pay for like extras or you can play it for free and you get up to like 100 levels and you get different customizations and stuff.
You get that shell? Do you always get the season pass? Are you that kind of that hardcore fan?
I do. I generally get it. I don't think I bought it for the first like 2 or 3 seasons because I kind of took a break for a while.
Yeah, and it wasn't that as well.
Some stuff I missed out.
I couldn't work it out. I bought the season pass and then I could not work out how it was working. Like, I wasn't getting the stuff on it. I didn't know what I was doing, like, if I was getting it or not.
So, like, with the season pass, you just generally play as you play normally. And there's, like, daily and weekly and I think there's monthly little missions you can do. And they're quite easy to do. And everything you do in-game, you get rep for and experience for. And then you go from level 1 to 100. And once you've hit 100, you've unlocked everything in that season pass.
Oh, well, okay. I play some games of the season pass in them as well. And sometimes I pay for it, like Destiny. I'll pay for that.
Like this one seemed different. Like normally, you get XP and then it goes up a little bit. XP goes up a little bit. In this, I couldn't work it out. I was just like, I don't know what's going on here.
Well, if you press like, well, it depends if your computer or console. But if you press Start or Escape or something, it's or Shift or whatever, it says on there like what level you are, and you can have a look at the season pass stuff. So you can always aim towards stuff.
Well, that'd have been ages ago now, so that'd be gone anyway.
Oh, yeah, it would be gone. But you would still have the stuff that if you did unlock it. But that starts July 21st of this year. So something to look forward to. And I'm sure there's more in it besides
maybe
that.
Like...
And if you haven't been playing, which I know you guys haven't, there was a big war going on between Merrick and the Flameheart. And basically, they destroyed one of the most favorite outposts and you had to fight to save it. Or you could fight to destroy it. And the Merrick
real
side, the good side...
This. This is real players making this happen.
Real players had to decide exactly what happened, and it showed you. So there were certain things you could do. So you could either sell certain things to Merit, or you can blow up these. They brought in these new rowboats with explosives on the back, and if you did certain things and certain tasks, it would give like points to either side. But the good side, Merit, won by like, I don't know, it was only like 1 or 2%. It was 50-50 like the whole way through. People were really fighting for it. So the good side won, and looks like they're going to restore Golden Sands, which a lot of people were disappointed by because they kind of wanted to see how the game would change and evolve.
Yeah.
But it was their favorite outpost. So maybe they'll try and destroy another one. Maybe we'll see those boats back because those boats are now gone because they were just for that special like part. But
that would be much better, though, wouldn't it? That's one thing I like about games like Fortnite and stuff. I do like the way the map evolves and a bit changes each time because it just does change it up. Like the Sea of Thieves map as well, it's very... Like, if it doesn't change, it gets very boring very fast. And once you, because you get to know all of them off by heart. And then once you know all of them, it's sort of like, oh.
And like One Life Player says, that I don't like change. And they're right. There's a lot of people who don't like change. And because it was a favorite outpost, people did fight for it. If they did something else, like another place that people didn't really care about, I'm sure it would have been destroyed because people would have wanted to see that change or people wouldn't have fought so hard for it. But...
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting where they go forward from here because I think they're not just going to leave it because they had a plan for either side and I'm sure they're going to incorporate the plan for if it was destroyed somehow in some way along the future, but it's all up for speculation. But yeah, this season looks amazing and they're bringing in a lot of things that people have been asking for, so I'm excited to see it and I think it'll be fun. And I'm excited to see what this new loot selling thing and what these sovereigns factions are and stuff like that.
Yeah, I might be tempted to... actually get back in and have a couple of games. The thing is, what I find with Sea of Thieves though is when I play, normally when I play with you, and it's normally you and Prophet, and basically it gets all very serious and I'm like, oh man, I'm just annoying people.
See, that's weird because we never play seriously. Like actually yesterday it was Laura's, she had a celebratory stream because she had 1 year as affiliate and we decided to do a kegathon. How many kegs can we fit on a boat? And we got up to 70 kegs and we were setting it up because we're all done for the night. We're getting fireworks out and the whole thing exploded in the last minute. It was very, very sad. We didn't actually get to do what we planned to do. We were like a minute away from like finishing and the whole thing exploded and we're all trying to work out what happened.
And I weren't even there.
It may have been my fault. You weren't there. It may have been my fault, but we're not quite sure. I was 100% sure it wasn't my fault and that's now down to like 90% sure. So, people are going through a play-by-play to see exactly what happened.
Do you remember what happened the last time I played with you?
What did you do?
That was when we was getting, like, 3 ships into a game or 2 ships into a game. And we was going around and we was all trying to do the pirate captains. And I got on with Magic and he wanted to control the boat, and I wanted to control the boat, and everyone was arguing who was controlling the boat. Do you remember? And then I think Prophet was, he had all the gunpowder, and he was carrying it onto your boat. You had all the skulls and everything from all the missions, a lot of them. And I just thought, do you know what? I've had enough of this shit. And I just shot it, and I blew up both the boats, everybody, all their gear sunk, and I just left.
Yeah, you did. You bet.
Sounds like an excellent thing to do.
And everybody got the ump with me. They're like, oh. I was like, oh, bored of that.
Oh. Ross has gone.
Ross, what have you done? What have you done? Drag it
back. And he's back.
I drag it back in. Yeah, it's fun playing. Like, I play really casually. I'm not like much of a commendation hunter or achievement hunter, and I'm really casual and I just have fun.
Yeah, but I think that's the difference. I can't, do you know what? It's pretty sad to say it, but it's true. I can't just play for fun. I have to play to get something. I have to be rewarded with something. If it's just for fun, I'm like, this is a waste of my time.
You have to have a task.
There's loads of cosmetics and stuff you can unlock in game by doing commendations and stuff. So you should just pick what you want and then aim for that and grind.
Yeah, but it's not enough.
If that's what you want to do.
It's good at that.
I want a gold plated gun.
You know what? You could have got that if you'd played. That's your fault.
Oh man.
In all fairness though, you're not a pirate legend yet, are you? So you could always grind towards that, and then you have the pirate hideout and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, if
I still made us off that.
I think the reason why I left that game mainly is because there wasn't enough going into it at the time. Like, I know it's got a lot more stuff in it now, but the thing is, it was like you're just playing for cosmetics, but there's no real. If they put in that you could take over your own like little pirate hideout or your own little bar or something, and then you can, I'd definitely be involved in that. Like, I'd definitely get into it, but.
Currently, with the whole like updating your captain's quarters and stuff like that, you never know in the future.
Yeah,
maybe they'll bring in
some
sort of pirate hideout. But at the moment, it's just the boat that you'll be able to captain and coordinate yourself.
Yeah.
I would love to see a weapon that fires out the souls of your enemies that you have defeated. So you defeat someone to load this weapon up. Every time you kill them, it like has a counter on the weapon, so like one soul, two soul. And then when you go up against other enemies, you just shoot the souls at them.
That's some imagination.
In Sea of Thieves, they have a what they called? I'm trying to think of what they called. Da da da. It's like a cursed cannonball, and it fires out like this ghostly thing, and it just absolutely devastates. But that was when Flameheart was around. So it's not quite what you're describing, but yeah.
They have so many types of cannonballs, though. That's what I love about that game. So many different kinds. The ones that take the mast down as well, they're lethal, those things. Ones that will drop your anchor, ones that will set you in fire. You name it, they're there. I love it. Time to get back in, I think, when the update comes out, Shell.
Yeah, I might be able to. Yeah. We should get all of us on. Can you still get two ships into one game?
Yeah, it's called a Wraith Ball. I just remembered. Yeah, we can spike a server with two ships, me and Prophet, because we live so close together.
That'd be great for a social night. Can you imagine that? Just on the beers, on the jars, trying to play that game.
Yeah, they won't let me play, will they?
I'm
not allowed to drink and play computer games.
Oh, I know. We'll get you a rowboat. You can be a captain of your own little rowboat.
I'll still smash you all up.
We'll just give him a rubber dinghy and tell him it'd be great.
It'll be a rubber dinghy. I'll still take both
pretty
your ships down.
Pretty much the same thing. We'll give you what we call a blowy.
Wait, what?
What?
My missus might hear.
It's called a blowy, and it's a rowboat that has a cannon on the front of it.
Cannon?
This game was made by British devs, so they knew what they were doing when they named that.
Look, you've got him so turned on here. His mic's gone all fuzzy.
He's done. It was the Sea of Thieves community that called it the Blowy. It's just a cannon rowboat, but everybody calls them a Blowy. So, you can have one of them so you can still try and destroy people's ships.
There you go. There you have it. That's another reason why I can't play that game. I'll go around people offering me Blowies. And then
blowies
I'll
get player.
You get a blowy, you get a blowy, you all get blowies.
I'll be like, everyone, don't worry, Shell's here. She's going to give you all blowies.
Good Lord. I know where to find them.
Oh, my God. This went down fast. Let's change.
Did you move on from that?
Oh man, take right. it to the next level. I told you it's always Shell. It's always when Shell comes in. She takes it to the next level.
She's got like, filthy minds.
1,000 XP.
She's filthy just dirty.
Mind. Who came up with a name for that?
Probably Shell.
The blowy cannon. It was not me.
The Blobatron.
The dry blowy cannon.
It's just what they're known.
Right, that's time to cut it and move on. Right, that's enough of Sea of Thieves.
Yep.
Man, making me horny. Right, let's go.
All right.
I'm going to take a 5 minute break. 5 minutes. Well, Nick shuts himself. I'll be right back.
I'm installing it now.
Install your balls there as well.
I tell you that'd be one proper hell of an ad campaign, wouldn't it? Play Sea of Thieves and get the blowy gun. Everyone will blowy be in. Right, let's move on. Right, let's get into some games. We haven't got a lot of games to talk about this week because we ain't got a lot of people that was here to talk. So, yeah, it's all gone a bit nuts. But Ross has got a game he wants to talk about. And it's funny because Shell's in it and it's right up Shell's street. But you won't see no blowy cannons there.
This game, you mine and you craft. So the name of the game is Minecraft, as you could probably guess. This is one of the oldest games that I know of so far that has still got active community and still being constantly updated.
How old are you? You're like young compared to us, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm 25.
12 or something, no? Oh, right. Okay,
so. Man, that just tells you how old it is when someone says they're 25 and I go, oh man, I feel well old.
I was playing pre-alpha, so imagine how old I feel.
I remember playing it in school. Like playing Minecraft on the school computers, just being like, this is amazing. You can play blocks.
I find that very funny that you used to do that because we used to go into, well, I didn't, but people used to go into school and then just put porn on the screens and the teachers couldn't take it off. And that was the funniest thing.
No, you didn't. Of course you didn't. Never.
Not too innocent.
I was actually very, very innocent at school. I didn't get into any trouble.
That was a good wee boy at school.
So what's new in Minecraft then?
What's new in Minecraft is I haven't played since update 1.12.
The last thing I saw new was a witch.
Yeah, there's a witch. That was 1.8, but 1.12 is when they added in like shields and elytras and stuff like that. We're now on 1.19, which has so much new stuff. So the end dimension has actually got piglins. Piglins trade with you. That's interesting. I didn't know about that. So gold actually has value to it because you can use it to trade. You just don't use it for apples anymore, which was like golden apples.
I'm lost.
It's in the nether, not the end. The end's the dragon.
I'm gone. I'm
mistake with names. The end has like cities where you can get elytras. What elytras are is basically you put it on your back and you can fly around with a rocket in your hand and just go around all the world. There's horses you can tame. There's pandas in the game now. There's dolphins in the game. There's a whole sea biome. There's coral. There's sponges. Sponges doesn't sound too interested, but sponges are amazing in terms of, like, you get a sponge, you cook it, it becomes a dry sponge. You can now remove
you
water.
Cook
drops.
A sponge? Do you not wash my sponge?
No, you cook
it.
You cook it to dry it out.
Yeah, you cook it to dry it out.
You could use a sponge right now to take all the sweat from that t-shirt from his weightlifting.
No, just wring it out. No, that's the other t-shirt in the gym bag at the moment. Was it Red Bumbles? The link is somewhere in Red Bubble. Go there if you want an Extreme PC UK t-shirt. They are very comfortable, I will admit.
just quick. He's on 5% commission.
5% commission.
No, only 2%.
Trev never bought one, have you, Trev?
No, I'm too tight.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So Minecraft has become a whole new world in terms of what it's done. Well, also, Minecraft is now on the Oculus Quest 2, and it's now going to different VR stuff. Actually, it's how me and you first met, Nick. I was working for Questcraft and all that other stuff, because they're able to put Minecraft onto the Oculus Quest. They're like, take it to Insomnia. I was like, yeah, okay. It's absolutely insane what they've been able to do with Minecraft and all the different updates they've done to make the game much more fun with just the smallest tweaks.
Do you know what it is that put me off Minecraft? Because I used to run a server and it would have hundreds of
people. Graphics.
Not the graphics. Don't mind the graphics because you couldn't even upgrade all the graphics to like photorealism.
16.
Which is really, really, really crazy.
Oh, realistic? No, you can't. It's still going to be...
You can make it photorealistic. Go on Google right now, Trev, and type in Minecraft photorealistic and go to images, and then you can eat your pants. What I didn't like is, because obviously I've got like 4 kids, and I played Minecraft, like I said, a long time ago, but I didn't play it probably the same way as you lot. I did it where I opened up a natural server. I made it so you had to mine for all your stuff. There was no, there was none of this free click any button creative. And build. What's it called? Free build.
Creative mode.
Yeah, like creative mode. I didn't have that. So there was no monsters, but you would have to go down and mine stuff, find diamonds, do stuff. And then what I let it do is I let the server just evolve and hundreds of people were coming on and leaving. And what happened is over time is you just watch this whole city build. Like it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. It was amazing. But what I didn't like about it is I bought Minecraft for all my kids. And then it went from like Java to the Windows version. And it,
oh, yeah.
It was just pissing me off because like it, every time my kids reinstalled it, it'd be like, you haven't paid for this. And I couldn't find it. And I'd have to be like, well, I'm not paying for it again. I've paid for it like 4 times now. I've probably bought 8 Minecraft or 10.
It asks you to migrate from your Java, from Mojang to Microsoft.
Because they bought them, didn't they, for over $1 billion. Yeah. That blew my mind up.
Yeah, but the thing is, it was a really difficult process. Like, and obviously,
it wasn't easy, yeah.
But the thing is, this is free of my kids that are like 9 or 8 at the time. And they're trying to do it, and then they've done all sorts of logging in and this and that, and I just come back to a headache, and I just thought, you know what, I've had enough of this. I just deleted it.
Yeah.
Is it free? Good, like... Is it free to play?
No.
So
not in the Game Pass.
No.
Yes.
Is it on there now? But it's a different version. It's a certain version.
Yeah, there's different versions of Minecraft there that you can play. Yeah.
There's Bedrock, Java, and then there's a particular Xbox build, which is on Game Pass at the moment.
So, question, if I wanted to add the photorealistic stuff, which I did look at, and it does look pretty smart, to be fair, if I wanted to add that to the Game Pass version, I bet you, Sod's Law, I wouldn't be able to do that unless I bought it outright. Am I correct?
I think you can still mod it. Yeah,
you just go in and put your folders in yourself.
Yeah.
Do you know how bad Xbox Game Pass games are on PC? Because you can't change the directory. They're always on the C drive. You can change the directory, but it's difficult to do so. So that'd
I've
be a nightmare.
To a SSD, it was dead easy.
Craig's got a good point. He says that if you have the Java, you get the Windows version for free now, which is how I got all my versions. So I always had the Java. And then they gave you it for free when it came out on Windows and when they kind of took it over and stuff. So they want you to migrate your account over to them and then play through.
What's the difference then between the versions then that people can tell me quickly?
There's differences between Bedrock
it's just
and Java.
Way it's running,
there's
really.
Not many differences. Yeah, there's not many differences between the Windows and the Java
I
version.
I think when it was running in Java, it was very limited. Like, it doesn't matter what computer you had, you'd get into the game, it'd be clunky, and your view distance would be smaller and stuff like that. And I think on the new one, it's much bigger. But the thing is, what I do with my kids now is I think it's called Forge. Is it Forge Launcher or something?
Yeah, the modded launcher for Minecraft.
Yeah, and basically, if you load that, it will search all your files for everything. And then what you do is you can just click things. So if you watch like, all these YouTubers and stuff, and they've got all these like flying unicorns and all these things, you just click what you want, and it adds it to the game. You can click like all sorts of like mechanics for like money and XPs. And so you can really turn that game into anything you want, you know, with that launcher. But I think the Minecraft days, I've got to be honest... It is. I'm never going to knock it because it was a really good game to play and it was really exciting to play with a lot of people. But what I will say is I do feel like it's... They should bring out another one, a new one.
Minecraft 2.
Have they?
Yeah, Minecraft Legends have just been announced. It's basically a given lore and backstory to Minecraft, but it's not in terms of playing Minecraft how you normally play it. It's like you're doing like city building and you're taking over certain areas to build up your villagers and stuff like that.
Has anyone played the dungeon crawler version?
Yeah, I played that for ages. I've done that on stream for quite a long time. That was pretty good.
I never played Minecraft Dungeons.
Oh, it's really, really good. It's really playable. Like you just keep going over it and you keep leveling up your weapons and stuff like that. I would say when I first played it, I played it when it first came out and it got a bit samey. But I was hoping they'd bring more into it, like more upgrades and more like buildings and stuff. Because obviously Minecraft has like you build buildings and stuff like that. But Dungeons was good. I did enjoy that as it's four player, like multiplayer. Just a good game just to piss about with your mates and go around and kill everything.
I think the one thing about Minecraft is, like, it's been around so long, and the fact it's ever changing and ever evolving, and all the updates are, like, free. I think that's such a good, like, staple to have as your video game, and I think that's the only thing that keeps it, like, fresh and still relevant, even after all these years, is the fact that they do care about the community. They do want to keep it relevant, keep it up and coming, bring out all these new stuff, like the 1.19 that's coming out. They're adding new biomes, they're adding frogs, they're adding all these other things, like all these mechanics and stuff, and it just changes it, and it gives people like a whole new playground to play in and different things to do, and it blows my mind what some people can do in Minecraft. I know it's kind of a fun game that everybody takes the piss out of, but honestly, some of the things people have done, like people really build computers, working computers in Minecraft, and you're just like, what? Blows
calculators, all the other good stuff as well. Redstone creation on it is insane, and with the new sensors coming out in terms of their sound sensors now, which who knows what people are going to be able to do with that. Someone may probably make a quantum computer or something on that bad boy.
Probably.
Good FPS for that.
How ironic is that? You're playing Minecraft to build a quantum computer. Oh, crazy.
I think it's funny.
One thing that I remember seeing, but I don't know if it ever came out or if anyone ever played it, the augmented reality version of it. Did anyone ever see that? Did it ever get released?
I think it was
the Microsoft Lens, wasn't it?
I can't remember. Yeah. And it was the way they was teaching, they were showing you what they could do with meetings and stuff. Where you had all the office people around the table, and then on the table, they all put their glasses on, and then they see Minecraft in the middle of the table with all the lava pouring down on it.
But they could manipulate things with their hands and stuff, like and PCs and I was like, that. Why did that not come out? Microsoft Lens, man. It's another project.
Yeah, I had a table flip that, like I did when we played
Monopoly or whatever. Rage.
Now, what was that game we used to play, Shell? And you had to give me the radio.
Tabletop Simulator.
Tabletop Simulator. They all play the games on boring. Smash it.
Why does that ring a bell?
We gave him an iPod and an iPad and just let him play with it in the corner while we all play cards. And gave him some building blocks as well because he was behaving like a child. So we were like, yeah.
That rings a bell, Tabletop Simulator. Oh, there it is there.
Oh, God, we're on about VR now. Don't get me started. Do you like VR? Do you not like VR? Let us know.
I enjoy VR. I love every minute of it. It's fun. It's interesting. I feel like it has such potential in terms of content. And also games that people can bring out and actually develop and create. In terms of big VR titles, there are very few in between. But if people actually do a VR game right, like Boneworks or Half-Life
Alyx. Alyx. That was the best game I've ever played in VR.
What's your best experience?
I can't really say on here with VR. it's Half-Life Alyx, hands down.
Boneworks for me, it's really cool, and the gunplay for it is really like clean.
I was watching that last night, Ross. I was like, what the hell is this? Is it a new game for VR?
No, it's been out for a while.
Why don't you stream VR?
I'm trying to get the setup sorted out for streaming VR. At the moment, this whole setup that I've got at the moment isn't ideal. That's why I'm changing everything around in the next couple of weeks. So 2 weeks' time is going to be a completely different carpet. Completely different walls. That massive ass cupboard behind me with all the Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon cards going. I've chucked out 2 bags of clothes because I was just like, don't need this clothing.
He's going to get rid of all of his stuff so he can stream in an empty room. And then all of a sudden be like, I don't like VR anymore. Oh, I've got no furniture left.
Love it.
He'll have one of them beds that folds up against the wall.
I've already showed you before the podcast that my bed is just wrecked. It's being held up by a shoe. Like you got like this shoe cupboard thing. Basically, you put it underneath your bed and it's like a wooden frame that you hold all your shoes on. That's what my bed's being held up at the moment by. The framing on it is just completely snapped and broken. So everything in this room needs to like go and get changed.
Go on, all of you. Just get changed.
There is one game. I don't know if you've ever played it. It's called The Lab. And it's made by the same people who make Portal, and it's very short, and it's like mini game sort of thing. But I absolutely loved that. It was much fun to play in VR.
There's a mini game in The Lab where I think you'll like this, Nick. Where basically you're in the solar system, right? And it's the solar system what we're in at the moment, and you can just mess about with the planets. chuck them into the sun, chuck them out, look at the different orbits, and you can just like go right close and look at them, and it gives you like all the small details as well. You can go check out all the moons. For a learning tool, I think it would be amazing. But if you chuck all the planets into the sun goes supernova, and it gives you achievement, just like Star Destroyer or something like that.
Oh man,
I love the arching in it. It just felt so smooth and so accurate, and it was just so much fun.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get back into a game that I wanted to play for ages. I've spoke about it before. I got this game that I bought, and it's about being in a submarine. And the submarine, it's not like a massive nuclear sub. It's like a small, normal sub. And I like to play VR sitting down. I don't like to stand up and walk around. That just annoys me.
Is it Subnautica?
No, it's a proper submarine. And your chair, it feels so realistic because you put the headset on. And then when you're in your chair, what's the word for it? Calibrates by where you are sitting down. So I'll sit here, and then as I'm looking around in the VR, like in my chair like this, I'm in a chair in the submarine, but all the wheels and all the stuff to make the submarine float and go under, all the guns and stuff, all of the what's the things you look through?
Periscope.
Buggles.
Yeah, the periscope and all that. It's all around you, so you don't move your chair. So you just turn like left and right. You turn the wheels there, and then you can press a button, and it will actually take your seat, and your seat will go up outside to the main guns, and then you can hold the guns and fire them. And
Joe, sorry, carry on.
Go on. All I was going to say is, like, I basically got that game, but you know what I'm like? I got too impatient with the tutorial, and I was like, sod the tutorial. I can make this work. So I just started playing, and I just didn't know what was going on.
Joe plays No Man's Sky in the VR.
That's wicked in there.
A little bit, and it was a lot of fun, but I couldn't play long-term in it. It made me feel so dizzy. I was just like, oh my God.
Do you know how to get rid of that?
That's one game that's gone high.
Because one thing in No Man's Sky is, which is a good thing, is what makes people dizzy is the walking, because you can move around as a person.
Oh, you can teleport.
You tend to not get so dizzy, but if you start walking, that really messes with your system. Like,
but it's also the flying, because obviously you've got like a, it's not 360, what's it called? Where it's like, you know, all around you, you can fly up, down, left, right, backwards, whatever. Yeah. That bit makes me dizzy as well. Just like three-dimensional, thank you. So because there's that, and you can't really teleport like to the planet in space, you can just go to it. It's just, I don't know, it's good fun though. I did try.
Do you know
it
what?
I
really wish you'd try out Elite Dangerous, because you're seeming to love No Man's Sky, but Elite Dangerous is like a much more serious, bigger, more intense version of it.
I just don't do serious and intense.
Shell likes chilling out, and she just said that with Sea of Thieves. She's not like you, isn't it? Thank God.
Well,
she's
not chill,
man.
She's a leisurely lady. She doesn't want all this hardcore. That sounds a bit different, doesn't it? But anyway.
I don't know why you're talking about her not being hardcore. She's the one that came in here with the blowy gun.
It's not a gun, it's a boat.
The blowymatron.
Just a blowy. I'll get you a blowy, don't worry about it.
Oh, we'll hold you to that.
Right, let's move on. Again, every time that word comes up, we move on. I just got to read out a few bits about the community. If anyone wants to join our Discord, please go to extremepcuk.co.uk. There'll be a link there for Discord. You can click it. It'll download it. It'll set you all up. You don't have to talk on Discord. You can just come in. You can jump in rooms and mute yourself. Everybody's happy. We get a lot of people to jump in, because when we're on Discord, a lot of us will stream a game on Discord and you can just watch. And then what happens is you get involved, and then we talk about it on the podcast like we have today. We've got a social night that's coming Saturday, July the 2nd, 7:30 UK time. So everybody get your beers ready for that. That's going to be a cracker, like all sitting here drinking, having a laugh. Gray's doing an entertainment talk live on Sunday, June the 26th, 8 p.m. UK time. I'm sure he'll do all your heads in with that, so I won't need to keep repeating it. And then the biggest one for me at the moment is the Red Dwarf night every Tuesday, 8 p.m. That's going really well. We've really been enjoying that. Like, we all get on, we watch Red Dwarf, we watch two episodes. So it's only an hour. It's just a short, nice little bit of fun. And then we all get off straight after. So if anyone wants to watch Red Dwarf Night of Us, just let us know. I will be, when I get a little bit less busy, because I've got a couple of computers. As you can see, I've got this height stuff behind me. I've got like height headphones to review, a height PC to build. Intel have just sent me a nice new chip, 12600K.
Stream it.
So big thanks to Intel for that. Really appreciate that, and that'll be going next build. I've got the little PSU down here, FSX to go in there, and I'm working on a few other sponsors at the moment that are going to be sending parts. And then what I will be doing, all of a sudden you'll notice I'll be on Discord a lot more. What I'll be doing is I'll be doing a breakdown of the case. That'll be on Discord. Everyone can come in. I'll put an event up for that. I'll be talking about the headphones on stream. I'll be reviewing them on here. And then it'll just be pretty much rolling forward from there. But I want to get all the parts together first. And then we're going to go from there with that. So if anyone's interested in that, feel free. Right. Has anybody got anything they need to say for community section? Anyone got anything going on that's worth mentioning? Go on, Ross. I can see you thinking of something you're going to do, but you're like, should I say it now or should I not? Should I put it on Nick? Should I plug myself again?
In terms of community, nothing yet, but there is something in the pipeline. I'll just say that. Until I have more information about it, I won't reveal it just yet. So in the future podcast, I have hot got top something. Stream. Yeah, hot top stream, definitely.
He's
that's
like,
why I'm putting
it
all out.
The blowy gun.
No, yeah. I am the blowy Jotron. What I was actually going to ask Nick as well is, whilst you're doing the PC breakdown and stuff, are you going to be recording all of it as well?
So what I normally do is, the way this normally works is, I keep it pretty like close-knit on the Discord. So it'll be everybody on our Discord can come in and watch. And when I do that, it will be literally me taking bits off and people asking questions. And that will just be there. That won't be recorded. That'll just be for people to see it for themselves and see what they think and ask questions and say, and even give ideas to me, because I don't know what I'm going to do with this yet. If it's going to be a crazy build, if it's just going to be a neat build or whatever it is. Basically, that'll be on the Discord. And then what I do is, when I actually build it, there'll be like I'll do a breakdown video, which will be totally separate. It'll be all sped up and it'll just be like talking about the good parts, bad parts. Then after that, there'll be a finished video build that will go out, and that'll be a whole YouTube video as well. Why'd you ask?
No, I'm just wondering, because if you are recording it, if you send me over the video file, I want to see if I can get some clips out of it, because I want to get back into editing, because I had problems with my previous editor. I just have to do all my own editing now, so I want to try to get back into learning.
I've such a hard life. I've got to do all my own editing.
I got to do all my own editing.
You've got to do your editing, and you're offering to do Nick's editing too.
Yeah, well, the
thing
is, it'll
give me something to practice.
On my last YouTube video, so we are on YouTube. If anyone wants to check us out, it's Extreme PC UK on YouTube. Was the last video I put out was the height bullion build, which is the gold PC sitting next to me with all the gold plated parts on it. That video, it took me one day to shoot the whole video, and it took me over 12 hours to edit the video. So it's not, it takes a long time, man. It's that, like, to get someone to do it for you, they'll probably be pretty pissed by the end of it. If you want a good production on there, you're better off to do it yourself, and then you've got your heart and soul into it rather than trusting someone else to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Pay them well.
Agreed.
Yeah. So, but yeah, right. Let's get into some questions. We've got a couple of questions. If anybody in the chat's got a question or a subject they'd like us to talk about, put it in there right now. And once we've done these couple of questions, then we'll get into the questions if anyone's put any in. Right, I'll read the question out, and then you lot can say what you think, and then we'll go from there. So, questions. The first one is from you, Trev. And you say, is there a game that is considered to be really bad but is your secret guilty pleasure? What's yours, obviously, Trev, because it's your question.
It's not a PC game, unfortunately, so I don't talk about it. It's Animal Crossing.
Are you real? Are you being serious?
I'm crossing, yeah. My island's great.
Played in my family Animal Crossing for hundreds and hundreds of hours. Still haven't got to the 5-star island yet.
It's not worth it, mate. See, it's to 4 to 5. The amount of grind to get from 4 to 5, you're just like, nah, I'm done.
But you did it.
Did you get the DLC?
Yes, because I've got the. I barely touched the shell. If you buy the larger, what's it equivalent of? The allows you to game online, so like PS Plus or something. Yeah. You can play that online, and you can save your game files online. But then if you buy the higher version, you get all the old retro games from back in the day, all the NES, Sega, N64. If you get the larger pack as well. And you get free content, free Mario Kart tracks and stuff. So I got it, but I haven't played much of that.
Did you play this on your own, Trev?
I just literally my thing is to get my turnips and sell them and make money because I'm a scammer, I'm a schemer anyway to make money. Sell
it's like real
all my
life
stuff.
On Amazon, isn't it?
Well, pretty much, yeah. If there was an Amazon in the game, like a Minecraft thing, you could create it. I would build a graphics card to get back to Amazon and get my refund. But I can't do that, so.
Yeah, so there's one thing I didn't like about Animal Crossing, and that's the fact that only one person can be in charge on the island. So that person.
It's your island.
Buy more copies.
What?
It's your island, man.
No, but look at it like this then. For you, yeah, because you're like a single guy on your own with no kids. So to you, you're like, yeah, it's my island. I do what I want. But when you've got four kids playing it, your missus and you, and you've all got your own houses on there, and then someone comes round outside your house and starts planting stuff, you get annoyed.
Yeah. It's so they can buy... Oh, no, buy. They can sell more copies to you.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Can you not have four different profiles on the Switch and then go in?
Nope.
You can...
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
When you change profile, you go into the owner's...
you go into their island, but only one person can be the person that makes it.
Is that Switch Pacific or is that the game?
You have to buy another game.
Oh, wow. Right? That's slow. That's
but you would never have felt this. But yeah, so for what happened for me is when we first opened it up, it was when it first came out and when the Switch first came out. And I bought it because Tilly really wanted it, my daughter. And she got on there. She put her little name in of her island. It was something really silly. And then she started playing the game. She played it for like 100 hours. And then she was like, oh, you're not going to come and play. So we got on and we're like, yeah, we'll make ours. I was like, we can't make our own thing. And we actually deleted her game, which she wasn't happy about. Because we tried to put our own one on there.
Oh, no. That's like a scar right there. Oh.
No, the worst scar is when you play Borderlands all the way up to like level 50, the first one, with your missus. And then you die to Moxie in the pit where it's all about just killing the animals over and over again. And then you rage quit and your missus is like, why are you getting so angry about it? Because I was like, I wasted 2 hours and we still didn't die. So I switch it off at the plug, switch it back on. My game's still there, but hers is corrupted.
Oh, my God. You're a child.
And then I had to play it for, like, 200 hours to get it back to the top level for her. At which point, she never played it again.
Not surprised.
Man, just try and get me back.
Oh, guys, you tell me then. What's your secret? What's your guilty pleasure then?
Halo 4.
Go on, what's yours?
Halo 4.
Why?
Is that guilty pleasure, though? That's a big game, though.
It's one of the worst, other than Halo 5, it's classified as one of the worst Halo games in the series.
Okay, that makes sense. That's big of you to admit that, man.
For me, mine would have to go back some time. My guilty pleasure, I would say, is to go back to some really, really basic games. Like, there was one that I played... everyone used to rip me for it. It was like hexagon game where you just move your people around hexagons, but it was all about the mind and the gameplay.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember
what was
it
that called? Begins with a Q or something?
Eco Scavenger?
Oh, okay, that mails off.
Or something like that it was called. And everybody ripped me, but I loved it. And there was like this game, you wouldn't be able to pay me to play it. And it was just literally like, it was like a survival game, but it was so well balanced. It was proper serious. Like, you make a mistake, you die. And it was like a bit of text game based game. It took me back to my childhood. It's like you start off and you're in like a lab and you can see like a glass tube with water in it and it's been broken. And you've obviously fallen out of it. And then so it says you're in a lab. Do you want to go out the door? Do you want to go out the roof? And then I found like a secret that you can go, I want to climb out the window. And so you go out the window and then it just moves you across these hexagons in the woods. And the further squares away, like the hexagons away you get, the more you run out of drink and all that. And you've got to scavenge, and then you've got to fight, and you've got to get into the city, and you've got to... There's a massive storyline in it as well. It was very, very hard. And even though it's my guilty pleasure and I enjoyed it so much, I haven't felt that for a long time. You know where you want to see the end of a game because you just don't know what's going to happen? And you just want to see... It reminded me of when you was a kid and you got your computer game and it was on a tape. And you looked at the picture on the front of that, like, dizzy.
Spectrum, baby.
And you looked at it and you were, wow, that world looks amazing. You play it and you're like, man, I need to just remember this in my mind because it's better than what I can see on the screen. And this game brought that to me. It was like, I know I'm not going to get, like, it's not going to be amazing what this game gives me, but I just want to see where it went. And I actually, because I'm a bit of an arse like that, I actually went into the game, into the files, and I started searching for all the files in all of the INI files and stuff like that. And I actually managed to hack my way into giving myself some better stats in game with a better chance of actually playing the game. And I was like, I'm cheating, but it's single player, so who cares?
You still didn't get to the end, did you?
No. It was really hard, man. It was really hard.
Oh, no.
But you lot look up the game. It's called, I think it's Neo Scavenger or Eco Scavenger or something like that. I could check it quickly, but it's going to close off. It's going to close the cameras off. Let me have a look for a second.
Yeah,
but you should.
1 second, Az.
My guilty pleasure would probably be, oh, it's got it here. It's a game called House Flipper. It's so big.
Oh, I've heard of that.
No.
Yeah. Well, you said guilty pleasure. You guys have all said games that are like not guilty and they're not embarrassing, but mine is. Yeah, I've played it for a bit and I quite enjoy it, and I've actually bought some of the DLC for it, and it is just a nice game to relax to and play.
DLC?
I can't play for very long.
How do you get DLC for that? Do you get a second house to flip?
It's called.
Oh, there's many houses to flip, but
my one's called Neo Scavenger.
Yeah.
Have a look.
They've added like.
Have a look at Neo Scavenger and tell me what you think, everyone.
Luxury stuff, pet stuff, garden stuff. Yeah.
Has that game got enough in it though, or is it just like a point? Is it just a click, 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 make money, click, 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 or is there like?
There is a lot in it, but I mean, it's just more relaxing than anything.
Well, I guess, yeah, it sounds relaxing. You just like paint things and move things, and yeah,
there are like secrets in the game as well. Like, you'll get like certain houses that have like hints that something is different there or something happened there, and I haven't actually done any of them yet, but one day I want to.
Do you get
I think
a map
one
and
is
all
like
that in it?
Haunted or something, yeah, of the house you're doing.
Nick, your game, £11.39. Are we having a laugh?
Sorry?
£11.39 for that. I'd struggle to give him £1.39 for that.
£11.39. You said that about Earth 2, didn't you? And then you bought stuff.
Fine, it's went up in value. I've actually made real life profit. So there you go.
Go on, how much? And did anyone in chat?
Oh, like $1.50 or something. It's small, but I only just started. Give it time.
That looks like one of the video games we used to play in school.
Exactly. That's what I said. Nostalgic story.
It's only 8 years old. It's not that old.
No, it's not old, but it's a game. They made this game to be so that it gave you that feel of being old, and I loved it.
Retro feeling games. They are in
Very much.
Right. Have we all done it? Shell, you just did yours. All right, let's get on to the next question. The next question is from Cider Bob. Cheers, Cider Bob. We love your questions. What is your craziest PC-related conspiracy theory?
I'm confused by that question, man.
So, conspiracy theory about PCs and games. The only one I can really think of is E.T., where they couldn't get rid of the games, so they took a whole lorry load out into the desert and they buried them. And then somebody found them recently, didn't they? And they were worth like £1 million each.
Oh, wow.
The worst game ever costing that much. It's just funny to me. My conspiracy theory in terms of computer and stuff is just like, I believe sometimes drivers want to work when they feel like it. That's my conspiracy theory.
They're against us.
They're against us in every way.
I feel
way.
Like that's just two people with not enough knowledge about how to fix their computer.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When was the last time your PC was reinstalled?
I didn't know you were supposed to reinstall it.
How old is your PC?
About 3.5 years old.
So just thinking all that time, all the things you've installed and deleted, all the files going on and off, everything just getting clunked up, all of the like certificates and stuff and all that, it's going to just reinstall it, it'll be fresh.
It's like unmixing all the like cross wires and stuff.
Do you switch your PC off every time you get off the computer?
Oh yeah, yes. Of course.
Not a lot of people do. They just leave it and they wonder why it's got issues.
Energy prices, man. Are you kidding me?
Right, leave that bad boy
on. Motherboards now have low energy mode, don't they? Switch it off, it stays on screen, but it gives you low power.
That's a good point.
Creature says, just quickly, any of you ever play the original Oregon Trail game from the late 80s? I've not.
I have not, mate.
Nah.
I've not played it.
My old game.
You die of dysentery, right?
What's that?
You die of dysentery there.
Where?
It's like a meme. You die of dysentery in the Oregon Trail game.
I don't know what it is.
I've never heard of that. I'm having a quick nosy because I'm actually
curious. Everybody's heard of the Oregon Trail.
I still want to make a Transport Tycoon world with like loads of players on it, but no one wants to get on board and play it. You'd get addicted to it. You'd get addicted to it. It's just like the school one we played. I'm telling you.
Not in Steam, that game. So Oregon Trail.
The 2-point campus has been pushed back until August.
Is it?
Everything's getting pushed back, man. It sucks.
It was meant to be out last month and they pushed it back to August. I'm like, that's such a big jump. I think I talked about it last time I was on the pod.
Man, that's 3 months.
But yeah. My biggest conspiracy theory, though, I got a good one, is that Fable 4 will be out before I die. It won't.
It is. What's happening with it?
I don't know. They're just saying they've hit a lot of snags. There's been a hell of a lot of problems. They're not releasing anything about it. And as I was going to talk about in the Xbox and Bethesda game showcase, it wasn't even mentioned. So no, I've got nothing to say about it.
Is it Microsoft that makes it or someone else?
It's Playground, the people that make Forza.
Oh, wow. That's a complete change of game there.
And that's their biggest problem, is that although they've got some people from the Fable 2 and 3, Fable 2, I think it was, the people from Fable 2 brought on from Lionhead Studios, no one else knows anything about this genre of game. And I think they just bit off way more than they can chew, and they're having a lot of problems with trying to get it good, working. I don't know what their issue is.
Every single morning for the last 3 years, walking into your office and going, I've had enough of this.
Right? And they're not going to bring out something that's great and that they love if they just are having issue after issue with
that's
it.
A very
presenting it.
The thing is, whoever's took this on, this is a task they better get right, because if you get that game wrong, there's the shit is going to hit the fan.
I will be there.
Yeah,
outside this.
Everyone will. You know?
I love Fable. It was one of the games where I played hundreds of hours, replayed it multiple times.
Yeah.
Fable 2 is the best one out of all of them. Fable 3 was okay. And then when Fable 4 came out, it was like, eh. It was just like Fable 2 was a beautiful in-between Xbox 360. Real good.
I nearly went back.
Fable 2 is my favorite game of all time.
Because is it, which is the one that's on PC? I've got one of them I own in my library. Anniversary.
You've got Anniversary.
Is that
and
a remaster?
Three. Yep.
Fable 3 isn't on there, though, is it?
I thought it was. Oh, no, it was for a bit. It's definitely been on Game Pass. It was on Game Pass because I started playing it like a few months ago.
And is Fable 3 the one where you could choose what
king.
To build or destroy? And then it changes the whole game's history.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't know that was on there. I'd have played through that if I do that. I think you mentioned it to me before and I must have forgot. Oh, man.
It was Fable 2 I started playing because I found a way to play Fable 2 on the PC
through an emulator.
No, it's through the Xbox Game Pass, but there was a way to do it and I can't remember how I did it.
All right.
I only played a little bit. I didn't actually go back into it. Ooh. But yeah, it's
so for me, for my craziest PC related conspiracy theory, I did the ET one.
Do you have another one?
No,
I don't have one. I don't have one at all.
No, I don't.
Why?
Because I still don't understand the question properly.
So, like, something that's like a story or like something you've heard through the grapevine about something PC-related, which you know nothing about, or it could be a myth, or...
Duke Nukem Forever.
Well, when you went that close, you really messed up your mic.
I can't win. Duke Nukem Forever. Remember that game that was going to take... it literally did take forever to come out. I think it was in development on and off for 15 odd years or something. Then it came out and it was god awful.
No,
graphics,
right.
Everything. Yeah, shake it, baby. I love that.
Yeah, come on. You know, you played that game and all you did is went into the little striptease bars and looked at the.
Oh, hell yes.
the moving, like backgrounds.
Yeah, well, where do you think some of these scenes come from? I don't know if it's Duke Nukem copying Evil Dead or Evil Dead copying Duke Nukem. Mm. So Sucking My Boomstick and things like that are in the movie as well. So I don't know who copied who, but I mean
Man, I can't believe you watched Ash vs. Evil Dead, the new ones, the series.
Well, new Ash ones. There's a game out for it. There's a game, Ash and the Evil Dead or something.
Yeah, that's because the series came out, but the series didn't get very good coverage, and so they stopped it at when they really should have done the last season. But I can't really talk about it on the podcast because it's proper 18 rated. But there was some funny stuff in there, like so funny.
I love that.
Fighting like demons in a sperm bank. Oh my god, it's
what?
Yeah, it's crazy. Have you not seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen it all, mate. Yes, I love the Evil Dead. I absolutely
have you not seen it, Ross? Evil Dead, Ash vs. Evil Dead on is it on Amazon still or Netflix or what?
I have no idea. I've never seen it myself. I need to watch it.
Oh man, that sounds amazing.
The movies as well, mate.
I've never seen the first film.
What?
Nah.
Oh my god, that's epic.
So I might have to go back and watch that, but like, yeah, the shows are so mad. But I'm not going to get into about shows anyway. Oh look, there's a little puppy on his bed.
That's for the entertainment chat at the end of the month. Great, I'll appreciate the extra plug.
Yeah, but if there's no other questions from anyone, that basically brings us to the end of this week's podcast.
It does.
Thank you for all of you for coming on. And I will see everybody. I'm going to try and be streaming tomorrow morning. Hopefully, if I haven't got nothing coming up, I'll be on Twitch at Extreme PC UK. Apart from that, cheers, Shell, for coming in when you didn't have to.
You're welcome.
And just dragged you in. Cheers to you too. And yeah, I'll see all of you on the next one. Cheers, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.